Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. As I said, we don't have a problem with the language of this paragraph, and I do see the point of my colleague from South Africa, but we should ignore that even if the international decade on people of African descent is a agreed language, but at the end of the day, it's limited to a certain group of people. And I see that the Durban Declaration, the DDPE, is more broad and including different kinds of discrimination. So I don't know. I don't have strong feeling on this issue. And if there is agreed language from the International Decade of People of African Descent, we can go with it. But we should take into consideration that we cannot quote everything from this international decade because it's limited for a specific issue or specific group of the society. So, and we see the Durban Declaration and its program of action is more comprehensive of different kind of racial and racial discrimination, racism, and other intolerance acts. So I don't know, because I'm trying here to put a criteria for. So should we be in line with the DDPE, or should we try to get language from other agreed documents, because we have too many agreed documents? I prefer, of course, to be in line with the DDPE. To and as you mentioned, Mr. Chairperson, in the beginning of this meeting, let us be in line with this language of the DDPE. But trying to get language from other documents, this will open the door for any delegation try to incorporate a language which might not be in line with the DDPE, even its agreed language.